Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Reeve, and I'm talking about animals and fireworks today. I am your Today's American Woman National Elegant Mrs. 2015, and this is a dear subject to my heart, as I have a service dog and I have a couple of cats. If you want to find out more information about my pageant that I'm in, please go to Today's America Woman at www.todaysamericawoman.com. So let's get to the subject. Fireworks and pets don't go together. Every year, thousands of animals will suffer as a result of fireworks during being let off. The Blue Cross Animal Hospitals and many other hospitals across the country see a marked rise and pets requiring medication during such stressful times. And many animals are brought into the adoption centers because of running away from home. Whenever you're talking about animals, you need to make sure that you have them secured inside or being able to where they're not going to run loose and try to go running scared because of the fireworks. Animals have very acute hearing. Loud bangs and whistles may cause them actual pain in their ears. But by following simple guidelines, your pet will not have to suffer. For small animals, like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, gerbils, mice, ferrets, and birds, they all need to be treated with special care when fireworks are being let off. These animals are very easily frightened. It is advised that owners of such types of small animals should follow special precautions. The hutches and cages and enclosures should, if possible, be brought into a quiet room indoors or into a garage or shed. Make sure that you watch out the temperature and make sure that the temperature is not going to get too hot wherever you put them. Give your pet extra bedding to burrow into so that it can feel safe and can make sure that it's really at home, so that it doesn't get too frightened. If you cannot bring your pet's hutch inside, you should turn its enclosure around so that it faces a wall or fence instead of the open garden. That way the lights and everything that's lighting up the sky will not frighten the animal. Cover any aviaries or hutches with thick blankets or a divot to block out the sight of the fireworks and deaden the sound of the bangs, but make sure there is enough ventilation that you don't want to leave it without the ventilation because it could kill it. For dogs and cats, always keep dogs and cats inside when fireworks are being let off. Make sure your dog is walked earlier in the day before the fireworks start. Close all windows and doors and block off cat flaps to stop pets escaping and to keep noise to a minimum. Draw the curtains, and if the animals are used to the sounds of TV or radio, switch them on, but not too loudly, in order to block out some of the noise of the fireworks. Ensure dogs are wearing some form of easily readable identification, even in the house. They should have at least a collar and a tag. That way, if they escape, they'll be able to you'll be able to get them back. And also, if they're microchipped, I'm going to strongly encourage you to get microchipped for your babies. Because no matter what it is, like in a tornado, in a flood, anything that might happen, you never know when something's going to touch home. But if you have your animal microchipped, then the animal's going to end up being able to find its way home a lot better. And you'll be able to make sure to keep your animal close. I actually have my service dog microchipped. And I've also had an experience back in 2013, there was a Moore tornado, if some of you guys might remember that. And during that Moore tornado, there was a dog that was running loose, and we were able to capture it and take it to one of the places. And because it was microchipped, it was able to be returned home. If it had not been microchipped, it would have been one of the animals that nobody knew what to do with. And if they're not microchipped, oftentimes you won't get to see your animal back. So make sure that you get a microchip because the collar and tag can come off easily, but the microchip is implanted where it won't come off. Prepare a den for your pet where it can feel safe and comfortable, perhaps under a bed with some of your old clothes. It might may like to hide there when the fireworks start. Also, if they have a crate, crate train your animal. Because crate training is actually a good idea whenever you leave home, like if you decide to go out for into camping or if you decide to go into a hotel. If you have your pet crate trained, it's easier to manage, and you'll be able to make sure that things don't go astray with them. And it's actually a safety place for them. If they start getting scared, they'll go to the crate and they feel safer. Let your pet pace around, whine, meow, and hide in a corner if it wants to. Do not try to coax it out. It's just trying to find safety and should not be disturbed. Try not to cuddle and comfort distressed pets as they will think you are worried too. And this may make the problem worse. Instead, stay relaxed, act normal, and praise calm behavior. Avoid leaving your pet alone during such potential upsetting events. If you do have to leave the house, don't get angry with your pet if you find it has been destructive after being left on its own. Shouting at a frightened pet will only make it more stressed. Don't tie your dog up outside while fireworks are being let off, i.e. outside a shop while you pop inside, or leave it in the garden or in your car. Never take your dog to a fireworks display. Even if it doesn't bark or whimper at the noise, it doesn't mean it's happy. Excessive panting and yawning can sometimes indicate that your dog is stressed. Now, if it's a service dog, you really should not have it out there. But I understand that you might want to go look at the fireworks, but you got to think about your dog, too. Horses and ponies. Fireworks must not be set off near livestock or horses in fields or close to buildings housing livestock. Anyone planning a firework display in a rural area should warn neighboring farmers in advance. Try to make sure that fireworks are never set off near your horse's field or stable. Tell neighbors and local fireworks display organizers there are horses nearby so they can ensure fireworks are set off in the opposite direction and well away from them. Keep your horse in the familiar environment in its normal routine with any companions to make it feel secure. If your horse is usually stabled, then keep it stabled. It's normally out of the field, keep it there as long as it's safe, secure, and not near the fireworks display. Ensure that you or someone experienced stays with your horse if you know fireworks are being set off. This way you can observe its behavior, ensure it remains as safe and calm as possible, and respond to its reactions appropriately. If you know your horse reacts badly to loud noises, speak to your vet or perhaps consider moving your horse for the night. Try to remain calm and positive as horses can sense unease in a person and they might make things worse if the horse is startled. Be careful yourself. Try not to get in the way if the horse becomes startled as you may get hurt. Don't take the risk of riding when you think fireworks might be set off. If it is necessary for you to leave your horse in the care of another person during a fireworks show, leave clear instructions and contact details for yourself and your vet should any problems arise. I'm not sure about this, but I believe that there's ways to tag your horses and tag and even check into microchip. I'm not sure if they do microchip, but you may want to check into microchipping as well. The laws concerning fireworks. It is illegal for anyone and under 18 to possess a firework in a public place. Fireworks cannot be set off by private individuals between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. except for certain nights of the year. It is an offense to cause any unnecessary suffering to any captive or domestic animal. Unless retailers possess a special license, they may only sell fireworks from 15th October to 10th November and 26th to 31st December. I'm not sure about that, but what I would suggest is that these fireworks, you have to make sure that you get behavior advice to your pet's needs to be sought 3 to 6 months in advance. But what I would recommend is that you, during the 4th of July fireworks, you really need to know what your city laws are. I know that there's different laws for different places, and if you try to go against those laws, there's hefty fines. Some cities do not allow fireworks at all to be set off in them. It is estimated that 45% of dogs in the UK show signs of fear when they hear fireworks. I'm saying that that's probably the same here in America. We have to be very careful, and that is with the RSPCA. Firework phobia is a treatable condition, and animals don't have to suffer such misery every year. You need to seek advice from your vet if necessary and report to a professional clinical animal behaviorist. I would say that you need to be very careful and make sure that you keep them safe, because if you don't, then you're going to end up having problems with your animals. It's one of those situations where there's different things you can do to help out with the phobia, such as if you have one dog that has a phobia and another one that doesn't, try to get them together so that the other one can see that the other one's not afraid, and it will lessen it out. Fireworks are enjoyed year-round by the people, but for the animals, it's not so fun. It will cause different reactions. I could tell you that I have animals, and I was out like a couple years ago, about 2013, and I had gone down to the Oklahoma River, and I have a service dog. Well, at the Oklahoma River, we were just sitting, and my dog was, I thought my dog was okay. She wasn't whining. She wasn't whimpering. But she was panting really heavily. And as she was panting, I started noticing something. I started getting really scared because of the fact that she was acting like she was overheating. Well, I didn't understand what was going on until I started researching this topic. And this topic teaches us to watch out for our animals. If we don't watch out for our animals, nobody else is going to. And I ended up talking later on to my trainer, and my trainer was like, "Why did you have that dog out there?" And I was like, "Well, because she's my service dog, and I thought I needed her." And she was like, "Well, you don't need to be around there, especially with your dog. If you can't go without your dog, don't take your dog with you." And I was like, "Okay, why can't I take her with me?" Well, it's because of the fact that it scares her. And there are certain things that you can actually do to help out with the phobia. There's actually things that you can download off of Google Play and off of iTunes. To help out with some of this phobia, there's noises that your dog can get used to where they're not going to have any more problems. Also, there's certain things that you can get for your dog. There's like the calming solution and things like that that you can actually get. So it's one of those things that you need to be careful of and know what's out there on the market. I know right now I have my dog on some Ritalin, or not really Ritalin, but it's something that I buy for my dog. You can go to Amazon.com, and whenever you go to Amazon.com, there is some calming stuff that my trainer recommended for me, and I'm using right now for my dog. Let me go ahead and get over there to the Amazon.com so that we can discuss what I buy. Second, I'm going to go to my orders. If you like to use Amazon.com, I would strongly recommend you get it. It's called Composure for Medium and Large Dogs. My dog is large. Now, if your dog is small, there's another composure for them, too. It's easy to get hold of. Composure for medium and large dogs, 60. They're soft chews, and you would be able to actually use it to help for those dogs that are exhibiting nervousness, for hyperactivity, for anxiety, for environmental induced stress. I would recommend, if you do get it, that you seek veterinarian advice, but it's by Vetri Science, VetriScience Laboratories. It's Composure, and it helps out with behavior health, and it's a canine formula, and it's for your dogs. It's for dogs only. And then there's also some other, there's some drops that you can get, and it's called Rescue Remedy. Rescue Remedy is another one that is really good that you might want to check into. Plus, there's also collars that you can get. Like, I've had collars, and you can go to PetSmart or Petco and look at getting the collar to help reduce the stress for them. These are steps that you can take, but I would recommend that you be careful about what you give before you talk to your veterinarian, because not all pets are going to be the same. There's also other things that you can do. Let's go to reduce pet stress. Okay. And that you have to remember to keep the routine of your dogs at all times. I'm looking at Petco one right now. Canine stress reactions. What are the signs of your dog is experiencing stress? As in humans, personality is a major factor. More aggressive dogs may take out their stress on you or your home, whereas more shy or nervous dogs may turn the stress inward and make themselves sick. Here are some symptoms of a stressed-out dog. Accidents. The number one sign of stress is house soiling. Usually your animals will not want to soil on your beds, on anything else, because this is their living environment, and they would prefer to go where they're supposed to go. But if they're having stress outside of that, they may go ahead and poop where they're not supposed to or pee someplace. And that you need to watch your animal, because that's showing some kind of behavior, and you need to figure out what's causing that behavior. Barking. Excessive howling or barking both inside and outside the house can signal anxiety. Irritability. If your dog begins to display behavior such as growling, snarling, or even biting, one should be a stress sufferer. Illness, vomiting, diarrhea, loss of appetite, allergies, and skin reactions are some of the ways that dogs internalize their stress. Destructive behaviors. Your dog may try and relieve her stress by biting, licking, and chewing on herself or on her furniture. Coping with stress. If your dog's stress is caused by loneliness, boredom, or separation anxiety, the best way to relieve is to spend more time with her and increase her exercise. Dogs are social creatures and can therefore suffer from loneliness. Time spent with your beloved dog is a win-win situation because you're a benefit as well. Medical studies are proving that people with pets live happier, healthier, and longer lives. When you spend time with your dog, play ball or frisbee with her, increase her exercise, and take her to the dog park so that she can socialize with other dogs. An ounce of prevention. Stop stress before it starts with clear, consistent communication and training. Your dog will be happier, more secure, and less prone in stress and behavior problems. Start obedience training as early as possible. Puppies are more receptive to discipline, but older dogs can learn new tricks with consistent and prolonged training. From the moment you walk through the door with your new dog, establish clear boundaries and set aside a safe environment for her. Here are some guidelines. Give your puppy or dog a crate over owner which to feel safe. That's something we've already discussed. Set rules to let her learn in what is appropriate behavior and what is not. Establish clear differences between your space and hers. The worst thing you can do is punish your dog. You will only succeed in making her fear or resent you, and she will become even more stressed. Chances are she will wait until you are not around to act out the bad behaviors that are helping her cope. Fortunately, a dog's easily trainable nature is in her favor. You'll need to provide the three C's, control, consistency, and companionship, and you'll need to do what is as a matter of routine. Routine more than just the daily grind. Routine is a key element in developing an obedient, stress-free dog. Your dog needs a structure and framework with which to feel secure and to behave appropriately. simply knowing when she will be fed, walked, and played with on a regular basis can go a long way to making her feel more relaxed and secure. Routine is rooted in regular companionship. Without it, she will not adapt well to avoidable life changes. Here are some situations that can disrupt your dog's routine and cause her stress. Transport or traveling, new home, new owner, dog shows, environmental changes, boredom, your absence, new family member or visitor, new pet, including puppy, and, of course, the fireworks. You need to have them crate train. You need to know about confinement if you're having a party or a holiday gathering or inducing new family members into the home. Confine your dog into one room when she has her bed or crate so she feels safe rather than feeling that her territory is threatened. Induce her to new people slowly. Keep up basic routines. Don't coddle them. If you coddle them, they're going to think that you are also worried and you're going to be reinforcing them to get nervous and fearful. New baby introduction. If you're going to have a new baby, make sure that your dog, you ease it in and your dog is not fearful or aggressive. Get a checkup. Make sure that the dog is going to be okay. Make sure that it's not stressed out. If it's stressed out, it may have some health issues or could be caused by illness, may initiate a stress-type response. And also stick to the routines. If you don't stick to the routines, you're going to end up having problems. That's just some of the things that you need to think about. Going back to crate training, I'm going to emphasize crate training. A crate can be a safe house for your dog when the world around her is shifting. Anytime you travel, move, and leave your dog for short periods, put your dog in her crate with some comfortable bedding, a shirt or towel that has your scent on it, and her favorite toy. Accustom her to your crate slowly and carefully so it becomes a place that she can always count on for and feel safe in. There's other things that you can do to try to help get them, help your dog out. A pet prescription can remedy all sorts of problems. The pet remedy helps out with, they relax you. Petting your cat or dog may mostly enjoyable for them, but it can actually act and relax for you. Your dog is actually something that can, one that can help you during this. Like if you're scared of fireworks, your animal may be able to help you out as well. By relaxing you, they relieve the blood pressure. As you get, the stress gets more, your pressure may go up. But if you're petting your dog and stuff, you may end up getting that, you're lowering your blood pressure. Communicating with animals may lower your blood pressure and improve your overall health. More suggestions: engaging animals in happy talk or speaking is an upbeat tone. Happy talk or laughter around animals releases hormones in animals that lower blood pressure and make animals feel better too, she says. Thinking happy thoughts when talking to your pet or speaking it to birds and squirrels in your backyard may seem silly, but your conversation, it can put you at ease. The animals are very therapeutic. They can improve human nutrition. Eating alongside bad company may decrease your appetite, but eating in the company of an animal may improve your eating habits. In nursing homes, if there's a fish tank where people are eating, seeing those fish actually motivates some residents to eat. In some cases, the companionship of animals has helped the nutritional habits of their humans. For example, research has shown that recipients of the Meals on Wheels program who were allowed to eat near their pets improved some of their eating patterns. They improve relationships. A good relationship with your animal friends may spill over into better relationships with humans. An animal doesn't care who or what outfit you're wearing. They want to play and be around you, says Moore. This careful, playful attitude, says she, has made animal lovers more prone to live in the moment. According to a 1997 study at the University of Michigan School of Nursing, observing animals in nature can teach valuable characteristics like patience and help restore mental energy. Taking care of an animal can also teach responsibility and stimulate feelings of trust, openness, and companionship. This was from Today News that I just told you about by Dana Blinder Prevention, and that was June 23rd, 2013 at 10:30. So as you can see, there's a lot of things that you need to be considering. Make sure that you take care of your animals, and the animals will take care of you. Now, for me, I'm going to tell you, my dog is very special to me. I've actually been saved several times by my animal. Sassy has saved me 5 different times on 5 different occasions. She has noticed my blood sugar. She helps me balance. Without her, I don't know where I would be. I started out with Sassy as a owner-trained service dog, and I was messing that up left and right. I got her from the Walmart parking lot, and I ended up having problems. And, of course, I got her at first because I knew that my health was going down. I started falling back then, but it wasn't as bad as it is now. However, now Sassy's able to help me balance. She's able to help me get around. She, whenever I go out in public, I'm very safe with her. And without her, I don't know what I would do. I've actually almost had my appendix rupture, and Sassy was able to save me from that. The doctors were able to get to me because of Sassy's warning. And also, I've had CHF, and Sassy's been able to detect my heart problems between a panic anxiety attack versus a heart attack. And others have even noticed how well Sassy works with me. Without Sassy, I don't know what I would do. I would strongly recommend that if you're going to get a service dog, that you do get some kind of training from your trained specialist. I usually go to GladWag, and it's Sassy is trained under Mark Shatterfield. I am very happy to have the training that Marge gave me. Without Marge's training, Sassy was going reckless. But with the training that Marge has given me and the training she has given, I have been able to actually survive everything. And Sassy's actually come to my assistance. If I was to get another service dog, I'd go back to GladRags again, because Marge knows what she's doing. I'm very happy to say that she is the trainer of Sassy. Now, Sassy also has her times, but those times I have to learn to be more calm and collective on them. If you want to know any more about my pageant that I'm in, please go to Today's America Woman at www.todaysamericanwoman.com. www.todaysamericanwoman.com. Today, this is your Elizabeth Reeve, your National Elegant Mrs. Thank you.